In a mid-level hangar in the Limerge building, Sidious watched Maul stow the last of his gear and hand-built contrivances aboard the Infiltrator, which, like the Zebrock speeder bike, now had a name: Scimitar. Closing a cargo hatch in the forward portion of the hull, Maul stepped back to admire the ship, then swung to Sidious and genuflected.
"I am not deserving of such a gift, Master."
Sidious glowered.
"If you feel that way, then prove your worth to yourself and me by succeeding in your mission."
"I pledge as much."
Sidious watched him carefully.
"We need to dismantle the Black Sun criminal cartel. The Vigos had strong ties to some members of the Trade Federation Directorate, and they suspect there was foul play at Eriadu. Right now, the Nymordians are in their sights, and we can't risk having them interfere with our plans."
He made no mention of Black Sun's complicity in the attack on Sojourn. Maul nodded.
"I understand, Master."
Sidious made a beckoning motion with his hands.
"Rise and listen carefully, Darth Maul. Time doesn't permit hunting down Alexei Garin and his Vigos one by one. Therefore, make Boss Darnada your first victim. You will find the Dug at his deep space reclamation station. Then jump your ship to Mon Calamari and kill the Vigo called Morn. By then, word of your actions will have reached Garin, and he will likely summon the remaining seven Vigos to his fortress on Raltir, Nariis, Mother Dean, Nepchung, and the rest. You are to contact me when you have verified that they are all in one place."
He glanced at the Scimitar.
"It will be an opportunity to put your probe droids to the test."
A look of eagerness took shape on Maul's fearsome face. Sidious walked to him and placed his hands atop Maul's shoulders.
"You will be facing many skilled opponents, my apprentice. Darnada's Twi'lek bodyguard, Sinya, Garin himself, who has some strength in the Force, and Garin's chief protector, Megella, who is a Night Sister and will immediately identify you as a Night Brother."
Maul scowled.
"A Night Sister is not a Sith."
Sidious's eyes narrowed.
"As you well know. But as on Dorvala, take care to leave no witnesses."
Maul showed his sharpened teeth.
"It shall be done, and Black Sun will cease to be an impediment."
Sidious nodded.
"Then be on your way, Darth Maul. The dark side is with you."
Maul bowed his head and hurried up the rear boarding ramp into the cockpit module. Sidious lingered to watch the ship rise and edge out of the hangar, becoming invisible as it flew over the works. Through the dark side, he continued to track the Scimitar as it angled north toward the Jedi Temple rather than south and away from the Senate District. Sidious recalled the voyages he had taken 10 years earlier to watch Maul fight in gladiatorial matches on Orsus and nearby worlds. Driven to win against all odds, unaffected by pain, daring, and terrifying. An up-and-coming contender at 10 years of age and a champion at 12. Under the markings that masked his face, sleeved his arms, and twisted around his legs and torso, the scars of those battles to the death.
"But this one will not be content until he has killed a Jedi Master," Sidious thought,
assuming that pride didn't defeat him first.